Good pal Brett Bartlett was elk hunting, turned down a 5x5, and climbed towards a ridge. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
When he got to the top of the ridge, there were a couple other bulls that started bugling that were reasonably close. And pretty soon I came over the edge of the very top, and I heard a bugle that was just about maybe 40 yards down the hill. And it was like the biggest bass-sounding bugle with the hugest scream you've ever heard on the end of a bugle. And I thought right there, I said, you know, I don't care what's going on with that 5x5. I got to go see that thing. And so I just barely started going over the top of the hill, and I could hear it walking up the hill towards me. And so I got down underneath the tree, underneath the boughs, and kind of shielded. And I could hear him kind of milling around. He didn't come right straight up to me. So I cow-called just once very softly, and I started seeing horns coming up the hill. In my mind, I started counting. It was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Holy smokes. It was a pretty good sized animal. And when he came up over the hill, he stopped, and we were about 20 yards apart face to face. He stood there for a couple seconds, and then he decided that there was nothing really to be worried about. So he turned around, and as he was turning around, I stood up and came to draw and let the arrow fly, and it actually went where I was aiming, which was amazing. And it ended up, the bull was a 9x7.
If at first you don't succeed, you get an even bigger bull. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.